Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday night, the Washington Nationals clinched a spot in baseball's postseason. More on that shortly. It's entirely possible they'll be joined by their near neighbors, the Baltimore Orioles, which has delighted Only a Game's favorite baseball fan, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian.
Finally, Bill, I have two teams in my hometown that are good, the Orioles and the Nationals. I've been waiting for one. I got two in 1 year.
Last season, the Orioles went 69-93. They finished last in the AL East, 28 games behind the Yankees. But according to Dan Connolly of the Baltimore Sun, observant Orioles fans began to sense a change in the spring.
I think there were indications that this team was better by mid-April. But really, I don't think fans truly got on board until like the last 3 weeks or month or so, because they were waiting for the collapse that inevitably comes, you know, with 14 consecutive losing seasons. They were waiting for it to fall apart, and I think they finally believe now that this team is a playoff team.
Orioles pitcher Joe Saunders says the explanation for the jump from worst in the league to contender is simple.
We've thrown the ball well. We've had clutch hits. We've caught the ball well. We've done everything well. So, it's a recipe for good things to happen.
That recipe has been especially successful during extra inning games. According to Dan Connolly, going into the weekend, nobody had worked late better than the Orioles.
Their first 17 extra inning games, they lost the first two and won 15 consecutively. That is the longest streak of consecutive extra inning games since 1949, the Cleveland Indians. They have a tremendous bullpen, which has been able to keep the other team from scoring in the late innings. And then they hit a lot of home runs. They're 7-0 after the 13th, which is inexplicable.
Inexplicable, perhaps, but no less delightful for that as far as Orioles fans are concerned. Much of the credit has gone to manager Buck Showalter, who was convinced this collection of alleged has-beens and unproven youngsters that they could win. Dan Duquette, who joined the Orioles as executive vice president of baseball operations late in 2011, has restocked the roster when necessary with the likes of Manny Machado, who's been something of a one-man highlight film at third base over the last few weeks. Adam Jones leads the team in home runs, and he has specialized in the extra-inning long ball. The team has been so consistently tenacious in keeping pace with the Yankees that fans might not consider just making it into the playoffs sufficient.
Yeah, I think they're greedy now. The funny thing about this team is it should not be where it is. It's not good on paper, so they really shouldn't be where they are, and they just keep winning. So I think that there's a feeling in Baltimore now that this team, could be special. This team could be destined for more than just making the playoffs, because even when things go wrong, somebody steps up to make things go right.